Up next, how Gwinnett County Public Schools and local volunteers are helping students succeed not only in the classroom, but in life. The challenges of fulfilling that mission and what you can do to help. Inside the Gwinnett County Public Schools groundbreaking community-based mentoring program is next on Teaching Gwinnett. Hello and welcome to Teaching Gwinnett, a Gwinnett County Public Schools podcast. I'm your host, Bernard Watson, and let me tell you, I am super excited about today's show because we are going to explore what I believe is one of the most important and impactful programs in Gwinnett County Public Schools. I'm talking about our community-based mentoring program, whose mission is to enhance the social and academic development of young men and women in order to help them become successful and responsible young adults. We have three guests who stopped by to discuss this amazing program. First up is James Rayford, the director of the mentoring program for boys. James helped start the program back in 2009, and he's played an instrumental role in its development since its inception. James, I appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us. It is really hard to believe that it has been a decade since this program was launched. Mr. Wilbanks made it clear from the beginning the school district needed this program and he wanted it to be successful. So when he came to you and told you he wanted you to run this program, what did he say to you?
First of all, thanks, Bernard, for having me on your show there. Yes, I can't believe it's been 10 years as well. One of the first things Mr. Wilbanks said to me was, we need to find men in the community who can serve as volunteer mentors for our identified African-American male students in our middle schools.
Why do we need this program?
We need this program because we know that there are several students in our school who could use some additional support. And we know that when students have that support, it makes a difference in their performance at school.
So for people who may not know, what does a mentor do?
A mentor is someone who comes alongside a student and provides support, encouragement, guidance to ensure that that student has a plan of action of how they're going to be successful. They may attend a sporting event, they may go to the library or go to a museum, but that mentor is simply just being there for that student to help him be successful.
If people are interested in getting involved with the mentoring program, what should they do?
Oh, Bernard, we are always looking for men to be volunteer mentors. They can call our office at 770-682-8086, or they can visit Gwinnett County's website and simply type in mentoring.
And what are the requirements to be a mentor?
The requirements are they must be a minimum of 21 years of age. They must be able to complete an online application. They must successfully pass a criminal background check form. And we ask them to complete a monthly report log.
You know, some people might say, James, that I don't have time for this or I've got a lot going on in my life. Does this require a lot of time?
Bernard, that's a great question. It doesn't require a lot of time, but it does require consistency. The expectation is that our mentors who are involved in one-on-one mentoring spend 1 hour per week. And we know sometimes life gets busy with schedules. And when that mentor is unable to meet with that student for that 1 hour, as long as he can communicate by phone or email or text, the students are resilient.
You're absolutely right, James. Kids are resilient. And we know that if you give them a little bit of your time and some positive attention, it can make a huge difference in their lives.
Oh, absolutely. We see it every day.
I know over the 10 years you've been involved with the program, there have been a lot of success stories. Can you share one with us?
Oh, wow. Yes, Bernard. There are so many that we have over the past decade. But one that stands out in particular is we have one of our mentors who has been working with this mentee for 5 years. And this mentee is graduated from one of our Gwinnett County high schools and is now in his second year of college. However, he stated that his mentor stressed and constantly shared with him the importance of time management. And he indicated that when he became a freshman in college, he was able to manage his time more successfully as many of his peers who were struggling with time management. So I think that's a very powerful and impactful story that this mentor has built with this mentee over the years. And this student was able to identify that one thing that's made a difference in his life down the road now.
Well, what are some of the activities that you do every year?
Bernard, we provide a number of activities to strengthen that mentor, mentee, and parent relationship. We do a back-to-school event where we ask our students and mentors and parents to come along and hear our expectations. We stress the importance of making good decisions, going to school each day, and staying connected. We also provide an annual career summit each year where we actually have our young men to dress up in shirt and ties, and they have an opportunity to hear from speakers in various careers where they get to learn how did that person become successful in their career, why did they choose that path, and what education was required for them to get in that position.
Where do you want to see the program go from here?
Bernard, I would love our program to continue to grow with the community getting behind us to ensure that every student in Gwinnett County Public Schools who could benefit from having a mentor, someone who needs that additional support, that they can have that mentor they can count on, that they can call on for support. And when those students enroll in our program, our goal is we want to make sure that they graduate from high school on time, and we want them to become successful citizens. And I think the biggest compliment a program can receive is when these students graduate and come back and say, hey, I want to be a volunteer mentor. That's the ultimate goal.
Well, James, I appreciate you spending some quality time with me, but I want you to stick around. I'm not quite done with you yet. I'm going to bring you back a little later on in the show, okay?
Thank you, but I'm looking forward to it.
In January 2018, GCPS launched the mentoring program for girls, and Janice Warren was selected to lead the program. Janice is our next guest on Teaching Gwinnett. Janice, creating the girls program from the ground up was certainly no easy task. Did you feel any pressure either externally or internally while getting started and laying the groundwork?
I wouldn't say pressure per se. It was more like a new experience, a learning opportunity. It was like I was going to be mentored. I worked with James Raper, and he'd already worked through a lot of the logistical issues, a lot of the challenges that were before the program. So as I just watched and observed him, basically, he kind of mentored me, which was perfect for the mentoring program. And so I was so honored just to have the opportunity to be extended by Mr. Wilbanks to start this program. I wanted to just fulfill the expectations that were set forth by him and make sure I was identifying and make sure we're seeing and working with the right people at the right time.
The program just marked its 2-year anniversary. So what are you most proud of?
Oh, gosh. I am so proud of working with the 8th grade girls who are our first group of girls. So 2 years ago, we started in the South Gwinnett and the Shiloh cluster with 6th grade girls. Those 6th grade girls are now 8th graders. To see how much they've matured, they've grown, how much they're able to articulate and advocate for themselves, which are things we work with them on. That's kind of our barometer, I guess. We're able to measure our growth based on looking at those girls, and they've grown tremendously.
Do you look at them as your children?
Oh, absolutely. They are my kids. I always say to them, now you're representing me as you represent Gwinnett County, so I want you to always show your very best self. Basically, all that I put into my own personal children, I feel like I put into them, teaching them how to just speak up for themselves, teaching them how to ask the right questions, how to present themselves before people. It's all about them feeling confident in themselves. And that, those are some of the things we work with them on during our life lesson and workshops that we offer as well.
Tell us something about one of your mentors or mentees that makes you proud, makes you smile.
I have two perspectives. A mentor we have, Miss Bertha, just automatically comes to mind. We have lots of many, many mentors who actually could be the poster child for our program. But in particular, Miss Bertha is relatively new. I guess she's been around maybe the second year. But she came to a workshop, said she had time, she wanted to invest in some young ladies. And at that first session, another mom watched her interact and engage with her assigned mentee and that mentee's mom that she said, I want her as well. So at that particular time, Miss Bertha walked out of the meet and greet with two mentees on her arm and under her charge. Now, Ms. Bertha has a total of 4 mentees. She takes these children back and forth to tutorials on Wednesday morning. They're all at the same school. If the parents can't, guess who can? Ms. Bertha steps in because she's determined that these girls are going to be successful, that they're going to go to college, that they're going to have every advantage available to them. So she partners with the parents. She even sometimes has to mentor parents on the do's and don'ts of parenting so that she's able to pay it forward because she says all the time, everybody needs to have someone in their life to encourage them and to push them to be the best that they can be. And that's exactly what she does. Then conversely, we have a mentee, a young lady who attends Grace Nell. She is wonderful, Breonna James. And just watching her grow from the beginning, when she first started the program, would not talk, wouldn't ask a question, came to the first summer camp very shy, introverted. Last summer came to the summer camp, participated, took on a leadership role, even made the statement of, the question was asked, what's the one thing that bothers you as a young lady? Her response was, when girls dummy themselves down to fit in. And I went, wow, that is what? She said, we should never play like we're stupid just to fit in. We need to always be our best self. And I stood up and applauded her. She's just a perfect example of what our program has added value to her life. Her mom has said how much the program has added value. Her mentor is such a great, they were such a great match. And it just worked for them. So she has all these people just pouring into her. So she's growing more and more every year. I can't wait to see what she looks like when she graduates. I can't wait. I'm excited.
When you're looking for potential mentors, what's the one thing that they just have to have?
When I look for a mentor, I'm looking for someone, one is committed to the relationship, who has the time to invest. And it's not a lot of time. People have that misnomer that it takes all this extra time to be a mentor, when it actually just takes committed, consistent time for you to be a mentor. So when we're out at churches or out at sorority meetings, I'm looking for the person that's just interested, that curious person, the inquisitive one that says, now, exactly what all you want me to do? Where? How often do I do this? What should I say to her? That's the one I'm trying, because I can convince and work and partner with that particular mentor to navigate the course of mentoring. It's going to be relatively easy because they have the excitement, the enthusiasm, the commitment is there. All they need is direction. And I think I'm pretty good at providing that direction.
Tell us a few of the things that you do with the young ladies.
Okay, so some of the things we do, we pretty much try to offer, we create a calendar of events. From that calendar of events, we try to offer an activity once per month on average. We offer life lessons. We offer college tours. This year, we're doing something new. We're doing a mother-daughter tea where the moms and the daughters are going to come together and we're going to kind of fancy up a place, and we're going to actually use China and put into practice some things that girls have been learning about etiquette. So we get a chance to watch what we've taught them for several sessions and life lessons. It comes to pass right in front of our face at the mother-daughter tea with the etiquette lessons. We've taken our girls on college tours. Our goal with the college tours is actually to be able to expose our girls to different colleges so that when they graduate high school or they get to the 11th grade, they would have already visited enough colleges to really say, oh, I know that school offers what I want. I'm interested in filling out an application there. I don't need to even deal with this college because they don't offer the major I'm looking at. So we would have exposed them to about 14 colleges by the time they hit high school, when they hit their 11th grade year. So that's what we're looking for. We just try to make sure we're meeting the needs of the girls. And we feel like covering STEM topics, covering etiquette, making sure our girls know how to develop their character and have confidence and know how to just speak up and protect and learn. Sometimes children don't know how to ask questions, and we have to, as educators, have to teach children how to ask those the appropriate questions at the appropriate time so that they're able to grow. And that's pretty much what we do during our life lessons. We'd like to celebrate them at the end of the year and at the beginning of the year with our back to school celebration. And then the end of the year with our end of the year celebration, we like to acknowledge those students who have put in the consistent time to develop the relationship with their mentor and participate in our activities. So we try to cover a variety of activities throughout the year.
You know, Janice, you got me over here smiling and cheesing up a storm, because when I hear you talk, I can just feel the passion and the excitement in your voice. You clearly love what you're doing. You have a passion for it.
Absolutely. I do. I love education. And this is an extension thereof of where I always knew I wanted to be from fifth grade. I remember in the fifth grade saying I want to be an educator. And this is simply an extension thereof.
What are the top three myths about mentoring that need to be shattered?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So the myth that must be shattered with mentoring is, one, it's just for troubled children. Every child in Gwinnett County deserves to have a mentor. I said every year when we do have our kickoff that if we could find 190,000 mentors, it would be a perfect addition to our teaching and learning program. The problem is that we can't come up with that many adults. So therefore, we start looking at those students who may not be performing at their optimum level. And we reach out to those students and make sure we're partnering them with adults who are going to challenge them, who are going to push them, who know how to ask the right questions. And sometimes it's not just with the kids. Sometimes it's with the parents. But partnering with them, making sure parents are equipped with the information they need so that they're able to support their daughter even more. But it's not about troubled children. It's just about children. The second myth, I think, is that you have to be old to be a mentor. You don't have to be old. You just have to be 21 years of age and be willing to put some time in. Believe it or not, 27-year-olds have something to offer to a 14-year-old. So they've lived 13 years beyond that 14-year-old. So there's something that they can share with them to help them to navigate this thing called life. So we want to make sure people understand you don't have to be old. You just have to be committed and you have to be 21 years of age and be willing to invest some time into our next generation. And then finally, the last thing myth I feel like is that only the mentees benefit from a mentoring program. Mentors benefit from it as well. We're always talking to the girls about reaching out to the mentors, asking questions. But then we tell the mentors there are things you don't know that you might want to learn from your mentee, because there's that thing called the generation gap. And a lot of times I'll tell them, you all can start with just cell phones, teaching your mentor how to use their cell phone, because sometimes our mentors oftentimes are 50 years of age and older, and they don't always know. They're not always so tech savvy, and children are so very tech savvy. So if we can partner them together, that gives them some groundwork that they can start to build that relationship and have conversation. Then both can learn. They can learn from one another. It's not just a one end. It's a two-way relationship as well.
Janice, clearly the program is in great hands. So thank you for stopping by and talking to me, but don't go too far, because I'm going to bring you back at the end of the show, okay? So don't go anywhere. Our next guest on Teaching Gwinnett is Nuri Crawford. Nuri is the director of the mentoring program's Hispanic Priority. Nuri, welcome.
Thank you. I am so happy to be here.
And we're happy to have you on the show and leading the Hispanic Priority of the mentoring program, because just like James and Janice, you've poured your heart and soul into the program.
Well, I can honestly say that I see myself in every single one of the children that I serve and that are part of this, our community-based mentoring program, the Hispanic Mentoring Priority, and also the parents. I see my parents and the parents that I support and I help navigate through our school system.
Why is this program so important for Latino students?
Well, not only here in Gwinnett County Public Schools, but statewide and nationally, the graduation rate for Hispanic Latino population has been the lowest. And so for me is helping to find strategies to support the students and meet the goal of graduation.
In our conversations we've had about recruiting students and mentors for the program, you've mentioned that there are some misconceptions out there about the program. What are some of those misconceptions?
Yes. So one misconception would be that it is only for students who are not following school rules or are failing their classes. Secondly, would be that we're trying to keep tabs on families. Next, I would say that a strict schedule has to be followed. We strive to be consistent, but not necessarily on a schedule. The last two have more to do with relationships you build, starting with the benefits are only for the student, and finally, that the relationship is only with the student.
I understand some people mistakenly believe getting a mentor means your child has done something wrong or is a bad person.
Well, that's definitely a misconception. In the Latino community, many of us can relate to a madrina or padrino. That's interpreted as godmother and godfather. So when I share our vision with our community, I kind of tell them that that's the role a mentor has. And really in life, who doesn't need an extra cheerleader in their corner?
So how do you combat those misconceptions?
Communication is definitely one of the key things that is vital to the relationships that we build with the community. So being open to having questions about what we're doing and why we need to connect with parents, et cetera, and listening listening to the parents and what they need. And once we build that trust through communication, I feel like we've been able to move forward and make progress.
What is your biggest challenge so far and how are you addressing it?
Well, for the Hispanic mentoring priority, our biggest challenge really has been helping our parents learn about what mentoring is. Mentoring, it doesn't even have a direct interpretation or translation in Spanish. It's a fairly new term. So it's a fairly new concept. Because Latino families, for the most part, culturally are big. And so we have lots of aunts and uncles and madrinas and padrinos, like I shared earlier, godparents. We always are used to having an adult, a responsible adult, a caring adult to help us raise our kids and to be there for our kids. But once we've migrated to the United States, we don't always have those big family units around. And so that's kind of how I help my parents see what mentoring is. So I'm doing my best to be present at school events and connecting with families. And again, just building those relationships, not only with the parents, but also with our local school parent coordinators.
So why should parents believe and trust that their kids will be safe around the mentors?
All of our students are our main focus. Their safety, academic and social growth, as well as their mental health is very important to all of us. So all of our volunteers and all our volunteer mentors complete a full background check, just like the one that every employee for Gwinnett County Public School has to complete. And then in addition to that, we complete a training. And when we have events, we invite the mentors as well, because obviously we want to continue building their relationships. And the more we are connected, the more we're in the same spaces, we're able to learn more about each other. So definitely building relationships is the name of the game in our program.
How can people get involved?
So you can volunteer at events, and we host events annually throughout the whole school year and even in the summer. You could become a mentor. Of course, we are always looking for responsible, caring community adults over the age of 21. But last but not least, we also welcome and appreciate any financial support that our whole community-based mentoring program and, of course, the Hispanic Mentoring Priority receives.
5 years from now, where would you like to see this program?
I would love to see the Hispanic Mentoring Priority throughout the entire school district, at the elementary, the middle, and the high school levels, and maybe have a month-long summer program. And definitely add more Saturday Life sessions.
Nuri, with the work you, Janice, and James are doing, and with the continued support of Mr. Wilbanks, truly the sky is the limit for the community-based mentoring program. And I, for one, can't wait to see what the future holds. Thanks so much for making an appearance on Teaching Gwinnett. But before I let you go, James and Janice are coming back so all three of you can take a pop quiz called Did You Know? I've got all three of my guests back in the studio, James, Janice, and Nuri, and it is the moment of truth. They are all in the hot seat because it's time for our pop quiz called Did You Know? Did You Know is a series of multiple choice and or true or false questions about the school district that you have 2 minutes to answer. The hope is at the end of Did You Know? Our listeners will have learned a few interesting facts about Gwinnett County Public Schools. Are you ready?
Can I say no? Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Number one, in the 1996-97 school year, what was the school district's enrollment? Close to A, 89,000, B, 55,000, or C, 142,000?
I'm going to say A, 89,000.
Correct. Question number two, true or false? 20 years ago, in the year 2000, the school district budget was more than $1.5 billion.
False.
Correct. It was actually close to $886 million. Question three, true or false? In 2019, GCPS students earned more than $200 million in academic, athletic, and military scholarships.
I would say that's true.
Correct. They earned nearly $204 million. Question number four. How many types of employees does GCPS employ?
Two.
Those who teach.
And those who support.
Those who teach.
Excellent. Last question. This is the toughest question of them all. It's really important. Ready. Don't let the pressure get to you. Ketchup or mustard?
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Both.
Both, huh?
Yes.
Well done, everyone. We are calculating the results, and you all passed.
Great.
Once again, thank you for stopping by and for all the important and impactful work all of you do every day.
Thank you.
I appreciate all you do, Bernard. Thank you so much, man.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Teaching Gwinnett. Until next time, goodbye.